The row of six townhouses located at 3905 46 A Street Close, next to the Panoka Ready Mart off of Highway 53, were fully engulfed in flames at around 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, May 6, and the blaze resulted in the total loss of the structure. At 6:21 p.m., the Panoka County East District Fire Department were called to the multifamily structure fire. The first responding apparatus arrived on scene within 10 minutes to a fully involved complex, said Donna Noble, Panoka County Protective Services Coordinator. Three apparatus, including an aerial, were also deployed. Upon arrival, the first priority was to contain the damage and protect surrounding buildings, said Noble. Although the gas station, adjacent to the south property line, was a concern, the wind direction was assisting to minimize the amount of heat directly impacting the structure. Continuous monitoring of the area was ongoing to ensure the safety of all residents. Small grass fires were experienced from embers, and fire department apparatus and crews were situated to monitor the total area. The fire department thanks residents who assisted with their garden hoses where safe to do so. Due to the high winds, two structures adjacent to the north side were at risk and mutual aid was requested from Lacombe Fire. According to Noble, the fire was contained within 2 hours, followed by overhaul. Thankfully, the two exposed structures only sustained minor damage to siding, said Noble. All occupants are reported to have safely evacuated the structure. No damage was sustained to the adjacent convenience store and gas station, she said. The fire is currently under investigation and a cause has not yet been determined. I know those volunteer firefighters were just coming back to town exhausted from two grass fires that they had worked all afternoon to extinguish, said Panoka Mayor Kevin Ferguson in a statement. Despite how tired they must have been, they immediately stepped up to respond to this third fire, because that's what they do and we're so lucky to have them in our community, said Ferguson. Thankfully, there were no fatalities or serious injuries to any of the people who lived in that building, he said. I've spoken with many of the victims who lost their homes on Tuesday, and thanks to the help from so many of you, they are starting to gradually piece their lives back together.